You're listening to SBS News.
For 44 years, Archbishop Stylianos led the Greek Orthodox Church in Australia, a religious leader who served both the church and the wider Greek Australian community. Bill Papastergiadis, president of the Greek Orthodox community of Melbourne, says his passing will have a profound effect within the community.
No doubt there is a huge loss and a gap within our faith and our community with his passing. He was inspirational, he was warm-hearted, and he was incredibly insightful.
His death ending a long battle with cancer. Born in Crete, he became Archbishop after moving to Sydney in 1975. Mary Petitsos, the chairperson of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, says he made it his mission to help Greek migrants engage with their home country through faith.
His Eminence's legacy is really all about his contribution to Australia and his recognition that faith would bind a community that had arrived in a new country. And he used that leadership that he had in that community to really enable Greek members of the community to help them make Australia home.
Inter-Communities Council of New South Wales President Cos Demetrio says the community is heartbroken, but sees the day of his passing, Greece's Independence Day, as a reflection of the significant life he led.
Words can't express how we are feeling. Sad day, yet his day of passing, being the 25th of March, was significant and has left us with much hope.
Tributes have been pouring in, including from Prime Minister Scott Morrison, opposition leader Bill Shorten, and other political leaders around the country. The Archbishop was also a prolific essayist and poet and founded the Greek Orthodox education system here. Mr. Papastergiadis says this enabled priests to be trained locally.
So we no longer had to rely upon priests coming from Greece, but we were able to bring our own up through the Orthodox faith and have a direct connection with our community.
Ms. Petitsos says he promoted interfaith relations in Australia.
Legacy is one of a humanitarian who exercised his beliefs through faith. He was able to bring to the table at any one time a capacity to recognise that communities are important and that they need support, and that support could come in all forms. It wasn't enough to just provide the faith. In his view, setting up community structures, for example, the Greek welfare centres in Sydney and Melbourne, which would provide the backbone of support for the Greek community for decades.
Mr. Papastergiadis says his great leadership within the community will be missed.
He was someone that I worked closely with, someone whom I respected, and a person who had an intimate understanding of the human condition and always offered a great way forward whenever I had a problem. He was someone that I relied upon, and I will miss him enormously, as will the general community.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.